to Finland back in 2016, September. So let's say this September, it would make 2 years.
I came to Finland about a little bit less than 3 years ago. And now I am a master's student in MMT program, Music, Mind and Technology.
What I'm doing here is, at the moment, finishing my music therapy master's studies. So usually when people ask me who I am, I would say I'm either musician, although not really. I always worked with music rather than per se being a musician. So yes, I would say I work with music in my life. I use music everywhere. Music is my life.
And so I had an engineering background, and also I've been a musician, so I can mix these two together, and now I'm a student in this program.
From time to time, I also just play and jam with my classmates. We just agree on working for a couple of hours on our assignments, and then we'll play a little bit, because it's good to be communicating in music this way. Then I am a conductor of this student choir called Unisounds. And the previous conductor asked me if I would like to take over for next year. And I remember I said, I will think about it. And I thought about it for 5 minutes and I said yes. I think just before Christmas, we went after a concert, rehearsal concert, and then we went for pizza or something. And I looked around at the table and I realized I really, really enjoy being with these people. And that this choir is way more about friendship and this musical friendship that we can create. Because in our choir, what we do is we share songs from other countries, so people who are international students and Finnish students can suggest a song, and it means that you can get to know a person and person's culture through that song.
Actually, when I decided to come to Finland, I didn't have any clear idea that what will happen here. Yeah, now I think I play in 3 or 4 different bands. Fortunately, we have had many, many, many performances all over Finland, in Helsinki, Tampere, Turku. Yeah, and yeah, we are going to record with Desert Rain, a new album, and with Road Ensemble again, a new album. And with, for example, with Road Ensemble, we invited many musicians to join us. We had a bass player from Finland, a singer from Finland, that they just came and we played together, played Persian music, and this connection was very nice, that they are also interested to play Iranian music, and we are also interested to have some new taste of jazz music in our group. So yeah, we just explore new thing, and I think it's much more than what I expected to have. Yeah, my instrument, which is called santur, is an Iranian classical instrument, and the music that I play also is some kind of special of that part of the world. At first I thought that it might be a little bit hard to play here or to introduce this kind of culture to Finnish audiences, but wherever we play we get many, many, many good feedbacks, and yeah, so it gives us so much energy to continue and to play more, and yeah. Thank you. So for me it was very hard because I just came, I changed my job, I leave my country, I should start to study a new field which I didn't have any academical background in that, and a new language, new culture. So yeah, it was very hard at first, but fortunately in the other side we have so many positive things. So Finnish people are very kind, very open, and everything is very good, well organized in Finland. Everything, we can say, the society, the environment, the university, everything, you know what you should do. Compared to my country, that yeah, it's very hard to have a structure or have a organized planning. But here it's very good, and fortunately I found so many good friends, so many good musicians, and we started to work together. And then the study was very interesting for me, the field and the courses. And fortunately we found many, many good opportunity to play, to perform and show our culture and show our music in many different places. So as a result, I can say that although it was a little bit hard, but it was a good challenge in my life, and I'm really satisfied with that, that I have had this kind of experience in my life.
When I thought about belonging, one of the first places where I felt that I belong, of course, was the church. It's because wherever you travel, in whichever country, if you go to the church where you belong, let's say the Catholic Church, which was always my home, I feel like wherever you go, you will always be welcome. I think that my relationship to God and my relationship to other community members comes through music. I try to help them come into prayer through singing, and this is where I put my heart, I think, in that moment. And this is why I always feel like I belong the most when I sing. There's this moment, this connectedness that I feel. Place is living back in my own country, and this is where I belong. I think every time I come back I feel, oh yeah, this is my place. But despite really loving my own country, I feel like even Finland was a place where I could belong.
I'm really satisfied to live in Finland, and really nice place, especially now that we are in summer, so.
I think also music was and is a part of it. So when it comes to my own culture, for me, practicing or knowing Lithuanian traditional songs or singing in my own language, also singing in a choir or in a group, which I used to do also back home, it's a big part of my sense of belonging.
The music is very important, that we have this language, this bridge to survive and to make life more beautiful and softer here in Finland. Yeah, it's very good music. Yeah, and actually it was like a bridge for me to make communication with people. So we don't know very much the language yet, but we just start to play, and when you start, it's not important that you speak in different languages, you are from different cultures. The music just gather you in the same place, and yeah, it's really nice to have this common language. Yeah.